When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
4 seconds to go. 23-23. 52-yard attempt for Bates. Left hash mark. North end zone uprights. Here's the snap. Here's the spot. Here's the kick. Plenty of distance. And it's good. And the Texans have their hearts broken tonight. 26-23. As the Detroit Lions win as time expires. Unbelievable. Texans go scoreless in the second half. And they go home without the win.
Mark Vandermeer on the call. He's had to do a couple of those over the last few weeks. Green Bay in week 7. And now the Detroit Lions last night at NRG Stadium. 26-23, the final score. The Texans blow a 23-7 halftime lead. You can do the math. Yes, there were no points scored by the Texans. No points scored at all. Not no touchdowns. No points scored at all in the second half of that football game. I thought, Seth, the sequence in the last 2 minutes there, I think perfectly epitomized where these two teams are at, the Lions and the Texans. Kyme Fairbairn had a chance to take the lead with a long field goal. After the Texans couldn't convert on a third and four. Texans convert on a simple third and four near midfield, coming out of the two-minute warning. They win this game. They run the clock. They move the ball a little bit more. Kyme doesn't have a 58-yard field goal. He's got maybe a 48-yard field goal, and I think they win the game. Simple things. Can't do it. Can't hit a third. Can't convert a third and four. You miss that field goal. Now Detroit's got the ball at midfield. What do? Easily convert a third and six to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jake Bates scrapes paint on the side of the upright for a second time, and the Lions win the game.
I think the one part about that, that looking back on it, because I wasn't in the mood last night to make any excuses or what have you, and yet that was an egregiously missed pass interference call on third down. I don't understand how it wasn't called.
Terry and Arnold jumping on Hutchinson's back.
Right, right. And I just it must have been because the linebacker was right there too that it clouded the line of vision for the officials enough that they just couldn't tell. But I mean, that was clearly pass interference, and ended up you would have had a better shot at it. But yeah, I guess nobody, I'm not in the mood, and nobody else is in the mood to make excuses for one play in a game where you did nothing in the second half.
No, yeah, and I'm like, and that's kind of where we are with this team. Like, okay,
not to mention it was the
go-to play on third and four is to throw it to a tightly covered Xavier Hutchinson.
That's a dicey throw to begin with, too, with the flurry of bodies that he was thrown into.
Yeah, it could have been intercepted. Here was D'Amico Ryans last night after the game, asked about the defense. Got 5 interceptions last night, and the Texans managed to lose this game. 5 interceptions, not scoring in the second half. How do you address these second half issues?
Hey, I'm proud of the defense for, you know, guys going out and getting 5 turnovers. I think that's a big day for any defense. Well, you know, the thing about turnovers is, you know, what are you doing with those turnovers? And it's getting the points off of the turnovers. That's how you swing the game. And I don't think we got enough points off of the turnovers. But proud of the guys for, you know, that's a really good offense. And our guys play well. As down the stretch there, we just let some plays out that, you know, that we have to play better.
Coming out in the coming out hot in the third quarter has been a point of emphasis for a while now.
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be nice to extend that on into the fourth quarter. Except that first you got to start it up in the third quarter. And man, that was as bad as it's been. And it was very much a CJ Stroud driven affair. And by driven, I mean not driving at all. Just throwing interceptions very, very quickly.
Yeah, this is this is one you can. And CJ himself did this, but there is a big part of this loss you can put on CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Those two interceptions, it'd be one thing if the interceptions were due to some of the things we've been seeing with the offensive line over the last month or so, where CJ's just got a muddy pocket, guys draped on him, looking to get rid of the ball, gets rid of the ball, and it just gets picked off. Those were two sloppy, lazy interceptions. Like, those were awful interceptions.
They were, and we've
if
seen
you're trying to grade
and,
how much yeah. it is on the quarterback,
I don't know, like, man. CJ, there have been some times, including, you know, earlier in the game, credit to somebody on my stream last night who mentioned this, because I kind of forgot about it. It was a positive outcome for the Texans, but when Xavier Hutchinson got that pass interference, it was partly credited basically due to CJ underthrowing the ball.
Yeah.
So he had to come back for it, but... CJ hitting guys deep, he just didn't have the loft on that ball that I think maybe he wanted. I don't, whether it was the decision making now, leading up into the throw where he had a defensive end in his face, as you tend to do on boots, but he had some room. And I just think previous versions of CJ would have planted his foot and stepped into that throw, where CJ kind of looked uncertain about how to handle it and then had to half crank it out there, and it just, man, it was ugly. That was a bad third quarter.
It was bad.
And the first three drives, two interceptions, and they sandwiched the 1-3 and out. You know, which of course started with a run on first down where Joe Mixon got one glorious yard.
Yeah.
So they're in second nine from the get-go. That entire third quarter was just an absolute nothing offensively.
It was an abomination. It was the whole second half. It was awful. Let's get to the NFL at large yesterday. Hey, the good news, the rest of the AFC South was just as bad as the Texans were in the second half of that football game. The Colts lose to the Buffalo Bills 30-20. Joe Flacco throws three interceptions. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Jacksonville Jaguars and Mac Jones 12-7. So the Vikings beat the Jags without scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then the Titans lose to the Los Angeles Chargers in L.A. yesterday, 27-17. How about that? Quite the day for the NFC North against the AFC South.
No, they own us.
The Minnesota Vikings go to Jacksonville.
Congratulations.
Win a game where Sam Darnold throws three picks and doesn't generate a touchdown. They beat the Jags. The Lions come here, and Jared Goff throws five interceptions, and they win 26-23. Says everything you need to know about both of those divisions, I would say.
I'm tired of the NFC North. It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's over
now.
Yeah, it was cool and all that. Lions fans showed up in pretty good numbers last night.
Yep.
And that's a really good football team that is managing to carry Jared Goff into numbers and statistics that he just...
Well, there was some regression to the mean last night for sure.
Yeah. That's what I kept thinking the whole first half. I was like, yep, here you go. Yeah. Look at this. You're getting this version of Jared Goff.
Right.
You're getting this version
still
of Jared Goff.
Still in there somewhere.
Even in the second half, they were getting the bad version of Jared Goff.
Yeah.
You know, Jared Goff didn't...
There's two more picks.
That was a David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs-driven affair.
Absolutely.
It's, man.
Cowboys lose yesterday 34-6 that to the Eagles. That is the Texans' next opponent. The Kansas City Chiefs find another way to win. They block a field goal at the gun to beat the Broncos 16-14. The Rockets, just shifting to basketball real quick. Might have been Reggie Adetula told me that apparently there was at least a media member or some Detroit people saying, hey man, we really own you guys between this game and the American League Wild Card Series.
Oh.
Boy, you guys haven't beaten Detroit in a while.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, Reggie, I hope you told that person that the Rockets beat the Pistons yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, take that.
101-99. Yeah, so suck on that, Detroit, all right? The 10th regular season NBA game of the year. It's exactly the same as the baseball playoffs and a really important Sunday night game in football.
And it was a perfect victory for the Rockets because Jalen Green melted the internet with a viral clip, a highlight, and yet also ended up
6 of 17.
What was he on threes? He was 1 for 6
on threes.
Yeah. So it was a classic That was peak Jalen Green.
I feel bad. Go. Austin Mendez, who's our he's one of our on-site guys there when we're doing the pregame show. He came over to me. He's always got his phone on. He comes over to me. He's like, dude, Jalen Green just put Cade Cunningham on a poster. I'm like, oh, cool. He's like, I'll send it to you. And he sends it to me. He sends me on a tweet.
Yeah.
And I open it. And I look at it. I'm like, oh, that's a hell of a dunk. And then I open the box score. And I'm like, yeah, at the time he was 5-for-14. I'm like, okay, I'm an old head. I don't get as wrapped up in him putting Cade Cunningham on a poster as you, Austin. I'm very, very sorry. All right. Those are your headlines. 7 o'clock hour. Here we go. We're going to dig into the twists and turns from last night's game through the voice of Mark Vandermeer. It's not all good, obviously. 26-23, the Texans lose last night to the Detroit Lions. And at 7:20, we will acknowledge. We got some acknowledgments to make. We do our Monday staple, acknowledge me. And that is coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.